We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is what makes me.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C, James.
Can't stop now. Pray hard. You should hate me.
Live from Tampa, Florida, this is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Mark James.
Joining us right now, live from Utah, is the reigning MVP from the defending NBA world champion Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, here in the jungle. What's up, Steph?
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
Thanks to Mark James, who came in here the last couple of days, did a bang-up job.
There's a lot of great sports talk hosts out there. Who's your favorite, though?
Mark with a C, James, baby.
Thanks, Steph. Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors.
Phony machine. Shell,
Chris Frail,
Jarrett Studdum,
Tuca or Puka,
Garbage Hayward,
Byrie Irving,
on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hour number two, flying by on a Saturday afternoon. Welcome on a beautiful day in New England. Thank you for lending me your ears in this epic four-hour endeavor that we call the Mark James Show or the Mark James Experience. It is an experience, that is for sure. Barry Melrose will join us next hour from ESPN, and it looks like in the last hour of the show, in the 2 o'clock hour, legendary Boston sportscaster has been there for nearly four decades. Well, actually four decades, but 37 and a half, 38 years. Mike Lynch in the last hour of the show. I'm looking forward to talking to each of those guys. Mike Lynch, it was just announced that he'll be, not stepping down, but just not being the main anchor at Channel 5 after nearly 38 years. In August, he will do that. He'll still be there, but not as prominent as he has been over the course of nearly four decades. So we'll talk to those two guys. Looking forward to talking to Barry Melrose about the Bruins' run to the Stanley Cup. The Bruins are on the table. You want to talk about that, 617-779-7937. Tuukka Rask is having a postseason that is emblematic of Big Poppy in 2013, Paul Pierce in 2008, Tom Brady, pick a year. But Tuukka Rask is having that kind of year in the playoffs, and it's great for the Bruins, and everybody here should be excited. I want St. Louis. I don't want San Jose. I think San Jose is a much tougher matchup with Martin Jones and Brent Burns and Erik Karlsson. I don't want anything. And Logan Couture, who's been the best player in the playoffs this side of Tuukka. I don't want anything to do with San Jose. Plus the travel back and forth to the West Coast. I'll take my chances on St. Louis, and I hope St. Louis, after tying the series up last night, can win this series. The game one, though, for sure, will be here at South Station on Memorial Day. Yes, Monday, May 27th, the Bruins get 11 days off. So a lot of rest for Bruce Cassidy and company. Hopefully, they can use the rest and not make it turn into rust. I mean, wow, this is even something that the NBA could scoff at. Because the NBA, it's just a joke what they do in the first two rounds. When a series will start on a Wednesday and they won't play again till Sunday, even though they don't change venues. That's a joke. They speed it up a little bit more in the conference finals and the NBA finals. But, yeah, I mean, the NBA, it is what it is. But you want to talk about the Bees? Let's do it. 617-779-7937. I'm very happy. I want to see Chara, Bergeron, and Marchand get another ring. I want to see Pasta get his first. Guys, the young guys like DeBrusque, McAvoy, Grizzlick get their first. And the Bruins are a team we can all celebrate. The Celtics are a team we can all defecate on because they suck and they've been complete garbage. And they were an embarrassment to the city of Boston and all of New England this year. And Wick Rosbeck, who is making the rounds in locally here in Boston media, went on another show on another station and said that they were a tough team to love. And that's the nicest way he can say that, they sucked. They basically sucked. And they are monumental, overpaid, overrated, underachieving losers. He couldn't come out and say that, but that's what I gleaned from that statement.
Suck, 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 suck.
And the Bruins, meanwhile, are a team came together at the right time. One of the things I want to talk about, and I'm taking nothing away from the Bruins' performance, but I have to say this. We have to also, we cannot gloss this over. The road to the Stanley Cup was paved by the Columbus Blue Jackets and the fake Whalers, better known as the Carolina Hurricanes. Okay? The Bruins did not have to go through the 60-plus win Tampa Bay Lightning and the Washington Capitals, who have owned the Bruins. They had not have to go through either one of those teams. Okay? So, I'm not taking anything away from the Bees, and some people want to put an asterisk, but let's just be real here. It would have been a lot different facing Nikita Kucherov, Vasilevsky, Hedman, McDonough, and that Tampa team than it was facing Columbus, who, yes, had Bobrovsky. I give him credit, but it was I would have loved to have seen this Bruins team play the Lightning, but the Lightning choked. They got swept, okay? They got swept, so we'll never know. So I want to ask Barry Melrose about that next hour, if there's a little asterisk next to the Bruins because the road was kind of paved by Columbus and Carolina. But this isn't the Bruins' fault. It's the fault of Tampa Bay, and it's the fault of the Caps, who are the defending Stanley Cup champs. 617-779-7937. Your phone calls talking about the lottery being fixed, which it is. I truly believe the lottery is fixed. I truly believe it is. I don't care what David Stern or Adam Silver would say. David Stern, who scoffed at that back in the day when people would ask him about it. I mean, come on, man. You know, basketball was desolate in Cleveland for years. They got this kid coming out of Akron, Ohio, who's the best player that we've seen come out of high school since Kobe or Kevin Garnett. And all of a sudden, the Cleveland Cavaliers get the number one pick in 2003. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. Orlando in 2004 with Dwight Howard. Cleveland in 2011 with Kyrie Irving. New Orleans in 2012 with Anthony Davis. The list goes on and on and on. It's fixed, period. So let's go back to the phones. And also, how would you fix the Celtics? Pete in New Hampshire. Pete, you're up next. What's up, Pete? Pete. All right, Pete, we'll get you back when you're not falling asleep at the wheel. Bill in East Hampton. What up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, it's about time somebody started talking about this draft lottery. I don't buy any of it. I believe it's been rigged for years, and I've caught a lot of slack about it, but I think that the Anthony Davis was a huge distraction this year from the NBA, and I think that them getting Zion was kind of just like
glad-handed.
A distraction.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was a distraction for the Lakers to move up from 11 to 4, so then they could turn around, because the one piece they were missing for Anthony Davis was the draft pick.
Yep.
And I think that was what they did. They used the Pelicans so nobody would look at the Lakers. Lakers would get the fourth pick. Turn around, get Anthony Davis, pair him with the LeBron James, and there goes their ratings right through the frickin' roof.
Bingo. And by the way, the two lowest rated NBA teams this year were the Pelicans and Grizzlies. Who were the first two picks in the draft lottery? The Pelicans and Grizzlies.
Yes. Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think that they had enough of the Anthony Davis that took away from the whole NBA season that nobody could talk about it, because it really did. People spent more time talking about where Anthony Davis was going than they were about what was going on in the NBA.
Right, right. So
all of a sudden the Lakers moved from 11 to 4? Are you kidding me? I think that's something everybody's missing.
No, you're right. By the way, Bill, you're
for me,
right.
It's not the Pelicans. It's the Lakers.
You're right, right. It is a little distracting. And that's what, you know, politicians do. When something is really going bad that they are personally responsible for, they will, you know, say, oh, look at this over here. Don't look at what's going on, this catastrophe that I'm responsible for. Look at that over there.
I'm glad somebody finally agrees with me, because I think this was all for the Lakers. NBA ratings are going to go through the roof if Anthony Davis goes with LeBron.
Yes, yes. They also would go through the roof if Anthony Davis goes to New York and becomes a Knick.
But the thing is, they didn't really have the players to package like the
that's
Celtics
true.
Or that, the Lakers.
Well, no, they
I
don't.
Mean, they got
yeah.
Brandon Ingram. They got. I'm not a big fan of Lonzo Ball, but
and
I mean,
they got Kuzma.
They got Kuzma, and now they got the fourth pick.
And Josh
the
Hart.
Only reason, yeah. I think the only reason the Pelicans didn't pull off that trade is because the Lakers didn't have a pick.
Mm.
Well, guess what? Now they do. And nobody's talking about them moving from 11 to 4. Everybody's talking about Zion. It's like, wait a minute. That's a distraction. Look at the big picture. What does the NBA get out of this? They get everything with Zion going there. Now nobody has to talk about Anthony Davis being a traitor and all this other stuff and how the Pelicans couldn't make him happy. Nobody cares. They're getting Zion now.
Well, and that's what happened. Bill, I'm so glad that they're – sensible people out there who can read between the lines. This happened back, and let's go back, Bill. I'll even tell you this one. Go back to the 2011 season when Chris Paul wanted out of New Orleans, and David Stern vetoed the trade to the Lakers. And then less than a week later, he got traded to the Clippers. And so what happened after that? Tom Benson says, I'll buy the New Orleans basketball team. They play right next door. It was like the Smoothie King Arena to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I'll buy them, and David Stern will give you an All-Star game to help you out next year. You'll get the All-Star game. Oh, and by the way, you're going to get the number one pick, who happens to be a franchise player that's coming out of Kentucky by the name of Anthony Davis. When a team loses a major player, like Cleveland did with LeBron, they get the number one pick. Same thing. What happened in New Orleans back in 2012, and they got the number one pick. They got it this year. Back then, it was Chris Paul. This year, it's Anthony Davis. I don't think Anthony Davis is going to be staying in New Orleans. I don't think there's anything David Griffin can do to convince him to stay in New Orleans. So you keep him on the roster as long as you can, and if he's adamantly opposed and there's no way he wants to play, now you can say, all right, okay, the Lakers got Kuzma, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, the number four pick, Brandon Ingram. Okay. The Celtics have Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. They have the pick for Memphis next year, which is top six protected. But in 2021, it's unprotected. And who knows? You can give them the 14th pick or the 20th pick in this year's draft. So the Celtics have a lot to give as well. But I think ultimately, when it's all said and done, Anthony Davis will be in either New York or L.A. I don't think he wants to come to Boston. And I think Danny Ainge, I don't know why you would trade for a one-year player. I don't know why you would. 617-779-7937. Brad in San Diego. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Mark. Straight out of East Greenwich, Rhode Island. I got to give props.
Yes.
If you had to guess what single strategic item the Bucks pulled off to sweep those Celtics in those final four games in a row, what would you think?
What do you mean, the element?
Like one thing, one strategic thing on the floor, not coaching, but just player-wise, how did the Bucks pull that off so convincingly?
Well, I think that what they did is they let, like, nobody was able to stop Zion from getting to the hoop. And then when they would double-team and clog the middle, he would kick it out to Middleton or George Hill or Eric Bledsoe, and they would nail threes. And the Celtics couldn't stop them, and they stopped defending the perimeter.
Bingo. And what did Brad Stevens try to accomplish with the Celtics? He tried to mirror that with Kyrie.
Right, and it didn't work.
It was totally an epic fail. I understood it because I understand coaching in this sport especially. But I'm trying to think of what I would have done if I was in Stevens' place to try to counter what the Bucks were doing. I can't come up with anything else. And even though we had more talent on our team, on our roster, what else could you have done?
Well, I would like for the Celtics to do what they did in game one, which was they really took Milwaukee out of their game. But here's the difference. Mike Budenholzer, who's probably going to win the NBA Coach of the Year, made the counter, made the adjustments, and the Celtics had no answer for his adjustments in games 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that was it. They could not, you know, and Brooke Lopez didn't even have a great series in that series at all. But Ilyasova started to heat it up. They were just getting contraband. And remember, Brogdon didn't even play. He didn't even play against the Celtics.
Yep. And I absolutely agree with that. Budenholzer totally outcoached him. He did a fantastic job. Moving forward, this is how I see it playing out for the Celtics. Kyrie is most likely he's gone. Rozier is gone. He should be gone. If he's not, then Danny should deal him. And we need to pick up somebody like, even though Derrick Rose is injury riddled, he had one hell of a season this past season.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he like make the All-Star game in Minnesota? He did, didn't he?
I believe so.
I think he did. There was this huge groundswell for Derrick Rose to make. Like, he did. He had a pretty good year in Minnesota. You know, there's a guy out there, if you're going to deal with New Orleans and you're going to get Anthony Davis, if you're going to go all in on Anthony Davis, I'd like to get Jrue Holiday there in New Orleans, who played with Anthony Davis. I would like to get him in here and change the culture. Now, here's the thing. I just believe that by trying to go after Anthony Davis, the Celtics are playing Russian roulette with their future, because I don't think he wants to be here. I think you get him for a one-year rental. That's it. I think after the season, he walks and he goes to L.A. or New York. And then you're sitting there and you have, at that point, Jrue Holiday, Gordon Hayward, no Jason Tatum, no Jaylen Brown, no pick for Memphis in next year, or an unprotected pick in 2021, nothing. So, I don't know. Now, Gail Benson, the owner of the Pelicans, said she will not trade Anthony Davis to L.A. over her, quote, dead body. So, you know, the Celtics have that going for them. But it's business, Gail. It's business. You can't let your personal emotions get in the way of business. The Lakers, to me, that's a pretty sweet offer now. That's a nice offer with them getting the fourth pick. You got Kuzma, Ball, Ingram, Hart, and the fourth pick. That's pretty nice. 617-779-7937. James in Norwich. What's up, James?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, yeah. I'd like to try to figure out your reasoning. Why would Anthony Davis go to New York or to L.A.? Matter of fact, why would anybody go? They're all screwed up.
No, they are. They are, James. But I think they feel that, you know, like New York's going to go all in on Kevin Durant. They might go all in on Kyrie Irving. If you bring Anthony Davis there, you have a big three. If you bring Anthony Davis to L.A., you have LeBron and him, while LeBron is still actively recruiting Kawhi Leonard to leave Toronto and come back home to L.A., so then you have a big three there. So it's, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here, James. It's not like, you know, they are both screwed up. There's no, the Lakers haven't made the playoffs since, like, they had Steve Nash like 7 years ago. So I agree with you. And the Knicks are a freaking joke. So, but, you know, if the moving parts, the variables in the situation are potentially Kyrie going to New York, Kyrie going to L.A. What if Kyrie goes to L.A.? And they get Anthony Davis, Kyrie, and LeBron. What if Kyrie goes to the Knicks and they get Anthony Davis and Durant? So there's a lot of moving parts here. It's fluid situation.
No, I understand it, but anybody with a brain wouldn't go there. I mean, that's all what ifs. Now the Celtics could do the same thing. Okay, and they have a better upside than LA and the Knicks. So if they do the same thing that LA and the Knicks are doing, you know, they got a lot more to give and keep, even though I don't care for the guy, but he is a great player, is keep Kyrie, and you get Anthony Davis and you try to get a third person.
Hey, James, and there was something that came out the other day. I don't know if you heard about this. On the NBA 2K, which I didn't know, Kyrie Irving is an e-game player. And with the NBA 2K, Kyrie Irving, not that I'm drawing too much into this, James, Kyrie Irving was playing with the Lakers the other day. Not like the actual team, but as an e-gamer, he was putting himself on the Lakers. Now, granted, you can just say whatever, which I didn't know they're NBA players who actually are big video game players, but I guess Kyrie and LeBron are, and Kyrie was putting him. I think Kyrie is out of here. And quite frankly, James, I don't want him back. I don't want
to. Do me either.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't want him back either, but my point is, everybody's saying he's supposed to be intelligent, even though he thinks the world is flat.
Kyrie James is a mercurial star who thinks he's better than he is, and he's not a leader. You know, there's sometimes in life that guys are just coordinators. Jim Schwartz was a head coach with the Lions. Didn't work out. Goes to Philly, becomes their D coordinator, which is his specialty. They win the Super Bowl and they beat the Patriots. I think Kyrie, he's just Robin. He's Robin. He needs a Batman like LeBron or Durant or Kawhi to be better than him. I don't think any NBA team, any team, and we saw that never more evident with the Celtics this year, is going to win a title with Kyrie Irving as their best player. And that's any team. Kyrie needs to be the second best player or the third best player. He was never the best player in Cleveland. Well, he was until they got LeBron back. And then he became the second best player. And then at a time, Kevin Love was really playing well. He was actually the third best player. So that's the situation. Kyrie cannot be your main attraction. 617-779-7937. Kyrie Irving, and I'll tell you this. I was not only the charter member of the Kyrie Irving fan club, I was almost the president of it. And I want nothing to do with this locker room cancer anymore. And I can't believe, if you're a Celtics fan, why you would want him back here. You got swept in five, in a gentleman's sweep, whatever way you want to look at it. You lost four in a row, and you look like a bunch of dysfunctional individuals all out there for yourselves. And you want this guy back? Why? Why? There's no way. There's no way I want Kyrie Irving back. If I'm the Celtics, and I don't know what you can do, I'm taking the 14th pick, the 20th pick, and the 22nd pick, and maybe moving up into the top 10. To get the next point guard. That's who I'm looking at. I want nothing to do with Kyrie Irving, and I can't understand why any of you green teamers and you people who are can't put down your green rose-colored glasses and your green and white pom-poms would want Irie, me, myself, and Irie Irving back. Why would you want him back here in Boston? Was the second round against Milwaukee not enough of proof for you? This team was broken. Their owner is doing the rounds and talking about how this was the worst Celtics team. Well, he didn't say the worst, but this was the toughest Celtics team he could have loved. He basically said in his tenure as owner, which has been close to 20 years now, that he did not like this team out of all the Celtics teams that he had. That tells you all you need to know. Why would you want Kyrie Irving back? Why? Explain to me. Give me a reason why. 617-779-7937. And I'm going to get to this too, because I know that there's a lot of you people out there that want to bring back IT and think he's the answer and the savior. Oh, please. We'll get to that as well. Bruins Talk on the Table, Barry Melrose, top of next hour. Nothing but your phone calls next. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
Yeah, he's just not a leader, and he's not going to be a leader. And he's too about himself, and when he plays on the court, again, it's too much dribble, 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 and then get a guy the ball late in the shot clock. But I think it was more than just Kyrie, as I said in my story. I think part of it was how Brad handled Gordon Hayward, and that guys like Tatum, like Morris, like Jaylen Brown all felt like they should be getting more reps, more minutes, into more of a rhythm. And Gordon Hayward wasn't necessarily deserving of the minutes he was getting.
That is Jeff Goodman, who's local here. He now works for Stadium. You got to check him out on Twitter. And he's nobody's better at covering basketball, whether it's college or the NBA, than Jeff Goodman. And he's local, and he's driving around listening to the show, and he called in. So even though he's the Jeff Goodman, we have him in here as Jeff from Lowell. So Jeff from Lowell, a.k.a. Jeff Goodman, we appreciate you listening to the show, Jeff. And I couldn't agree with you any more than that statement when you were on with Mutt and Callahan this week.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, unfortunately, I've seen and watched Kyrie way too long. I thought maybe he changed when he got here from Cleveland.
Yep.
But he hasn't, and I don't think he's ever going to. You know, he had LeBron in Cleveland to kind of keep him in line for a while, and then he wanted to spread his wings, got his own team. Like, there's no better situation than this for Kyrie Irving. There's no better situation. He gets the ball in his hands at the end of the game. He is clearly the guy. He's got a coach that is about as easy to deal with as any coach in the league. He gives him the freedom. He's got good young players. There's nothing better, yet he's unhappy.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Right, right. And Jeff, I mean, I think I've also deduced the fact, and I don't think I'm master of revelation on this, that I don't think any NBA team is going to win a title with Kyrie Irving as their best player.
Agreed, no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. I said that about Dwight Howard about 10 years ago.
Yeah, you were right.
And it, kind of the same thing with Kyrie. Now, again, Kyrie with LeBron, maybe. Kyrie, KD, RJ Barrett, maybe they win a title. I don't know. I mean, maybe those guys coexist well together. Although, if I'm KD, why the hell would I want to play with Kyrie when you couldn't do it with Westbrook? Like, what's the difference other than their personalities are a little bit different? And KD probably knows Kyrie a lot more than he knew Westbrook. But they're the same player in a sense. And to be honest, Westbrook's, to me, is a lot harder to stop in the postseason because he's got that athletic gear that we saw Kyrie kind of get swallowed up being the guy.
Jeff, how do you fix the Celtics?
It's a great question. I heard you talking about Rozier, and that's a dilemma, okay? Like, I know Danny really likes Terry Rozier and has for a while. I really like Terry and have for since I saw him at Louisville as a freshman. Is he the answer? Is he a top 10 point guard in the NBA? If he is, and Kyrie walks, which I think he will, I think you have to resign and give Terry Rozier a shot and say, let's try to do what we did last year in the playoffs. They were fun. They played together. Rozier guarded. He distributed. He made shots. He got into a rhythm, and he looked like a top 10 point. Like, you can't dispute that Terry Rozier didn't look like a top 10 point guard in the NBA after Kyrie got hurt last year, especially in the playoffs.
He did. Last year he did. He did. And I think this year with Kyrie being back, it was sort of like the guy. Yeah. It was sort of like the movie. You ever see The Black Swan with Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was like when the star got hurt and Natalie Portman, she morphs into this, you know, evil, seductive character who like really was all about, you know, and it's like Terry Rozier was waiting for Kyrie Irving to get hurt. And this year, Kyrie was healthy for the most part, aside from getting games off here and there, which I think were due to the ever so popular quote load management, Jeff. And it just never happened. Terry Rozier went on First Take this week with Stephen A. Smith and said he wouldn't go back to Boston if the situation was the same. In other words, if Kyrie Irving's back, he won't be. No.
But you, blame him. Like he was being honest there. And I know, and myself included, I was like, oh, man, like he shouldn't have said that. He should have never been put on First Take in the first place.
Right.
Like, it was the dumbest decision. Lay low. You've been great all year in terms of, and I've told Terry this when I've seen him multiple times this year. I'm like, you've done a great job. You've bought in. You haven't gone off. But I'm sure the playoffs were hard for him because he's watching Kyrie, the team with Kyrie. And it's one thing, hey, if they win it all, they get to the NBA Finals. If you're Terry Rozier, you got to sit tight and say nothing. But I'm sure it was hard for him to bite his tongue when this team with Kyrie didn't go as far as the team that he ran without Kyrie and without Gordon Hayward a year ago. So I'm sure that was frustrating for him. And now it's going to be interesting to see how much money some team throws at him. And I think a lot of it is going to depend. We're going to have to watch the draft and see, does Phoenix take a point guard at number six? Does some of these teams that need a New York, do they somehow get a point guard here? Because if there are still teams out there with the need for the point guard position, I think somebody's going to throw a lot of money at Terry Rozier.
So, and it goes back to what I've said before. So now Gail Benson, the owner of the Pelicans, has came out and said that over her dead body, Jeff Goodman, that she will make a deal with the Lakers. So she's let her emotions get in the way of business. Now, let's just go ahead because it's what we can do on Sports Talk Radio. The Lakers are sitting there right now. They've got the aforementioned pieces that LeBron was trying to trade earlier in the year, along, you know, with Rob Pelinka, being Kuzma, Ball, Hart, Ingram. Oh, and look what they just got. They just got the fourth pick in this draft. Are the Lakers, like, now, if Gail Benson decided to let her emotions not get in the way of this and just make it a business decision, is their package more attractive than Tatum, Brown, the 14th, the 20th pick, the 22nd pick?
You can't get both. Mark, you can't give Tatum and Brown. I mean, to me, I wouldn't part with Tatum. You know how I think of Jason Tatum, and I think...
But you're not going to get Anthony Davis then.
Well, Jay, I go Horford, I go Brown, I go Smart, I go every pick you have, I do that. That's what I would do. I would just say, I want Tatum, and then I'll re-sign Rozier, and we'll go with Anthony Davis, Tatum, hopefully Hayward's a year healthier, and back to what he was. We'll bring Rozier back, we'll bring Marcus Morris back, because, again, without Kyrie, I think everybody knows it'll be a different dynamic and the ball will move again. But maybe Morris goes somewhere else and you got to bring somebody else in. Obviously, you're bringing, you know, Baines back. And, you know, I think with that group. But, again, you can't trade for Anthony Davis unless you know you've got him committed for more than a year.
Right.
That's the problem. Ultimately, that is the biggest problem that Danny Ainge is dealing with right now is you can throw everything at him. You can give the best package. But ultimately, you can't make the deal unless you know Anthony Davis is going to stay here. And Rich Paul wants, he's made it clear, he wants Anthony Davis in L.A. to help his buddy, LeBron, try to win another title.
And I have a feeling that whether, you know, by hook or by crook, or they may have to go through in another season, and if David Griffin and... See, I think there's nothing David Griffin can say or do to keep Anthony Davis in New Orleans. There's nothing.
Agreed.
I think that
and
ship
he knew
has
that.
Sailed.
I asked him that on lottery night.
Right.
And he basically said, listen, you know, we're going to try our best, blah, blah, blah. It was all BS. Like, he knows Anthony Davis is checked out because David Griffin was the GM in Cleveland where Rich Paul is LeBron's guy. So they've got a relationship. they're communicating, and I'm sure Rich Paul said, it doesn't matter whether you add Zion to the mix or not. Anthony Davis wants to go where he can win now. And in New Orleans, with Zion, yeah, they're better, but they're not capable of winning a championship or even getting the Eastern Conference Finals now. So I'm with you. I think the Lakers clearly have the best package to offer, and I like Lonzo. Maybe I'm in the minority. I don't like the rest of the family, but I like Lonzo a lot. And I think if you offer Kuzma, Lonzo, Ingram,
Hart,
the number four pick,
yeah,
Hart, whatever you want, I don't know if the Lakers, if I'm the Lakers, I'd do it because I don't know what you're left with.
Not a lot. Not a lot at that point. But you get LeBron, you get Anthony Davis, and who knows, Kyrie Irving could join LeBron. And if he sees Anthony Davis
He's
go
not
to
joining. You come on. No chance that Kyrie goes back and gets bullied and babied by LeBron again. Like, he's not dealing with that again.
Yeah.
You think Kyrie wants that in any shape or form to have to again play little brother to LeBron?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Well, they were doing their little thing on Instagram saying rewind this year and exchanging messages on it. So I'm like, you know, whatever, but probably not. I think when it's all said and done, Kyrie will be in New York City, whether with the Knicks or the Nets. I think Brooklyn's got, I mean, there's a lot of talk that people close to Kyrie keep telling him about Brooklyn, that Brooklyn is sort of a place that he could really excel there, that maybe he's looking at the Nets. I just know, you know Jeff, And like I said, I've been a huge Kyrie Irving proponent for so long, and I couldn't believe when the Celtics were able to get him in August 2017. And I got to tell you, I have jumped off that ship. I am gone. I am out. I don't want Kyrie in Boston is oil and water. It doesn't mix.
Yeah, no, and I'm with you. And the bottom line, I heard you say it earlier, like those clamoring, you know, for the Isaiah Thomas days. Like, there was a ceiling on that, too. And you had to take the risk if you were Danny Ainge on Kyrie. You had to do it. It didn't work. And now I think you move on unless somehow, again, the only thing I'd say with Kyrie is, like, he's so moody. Like, he could come back in, you know, a month and be like, all right, let's try it again. You know, if you can't be Anthony Davis, let's try this thing again. And that way I don't have to, if you can get rid of some of these young players that were he perceives to be the issue, right? Because they want more. And it's funny. I don't think the young players are completely without fault in this. I don't. I think Kyrie bears most of the responsibility. But I think the young players also, you know, it was hard for them because they got a taste of being stars last year. And now they go back to just being regular guys, whether it's Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. And they're watching Gordon Hayward play a lot of minutes. And that was a hard situation for Brad Stevens to try to navigate, because you want to get Gordon healthy, first of all, for the end of the year and see if you can, because then you have a chance. And you've also got a pre-existing relationship with Gordon that you feel bad, obviously, for what he went through last year. So from a human perspective, and Brad really, I mean, listen, you know Brad, like, he's human. He's about as good a guy as there is in this business. He's going to try to take care of Gordon all he wants. And by doing that, I think the chemistry of the team was affected because guys like Marcus Morris, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum all looked at Hayward and said, like, well, why aren't we getting more reps? Like, he's not good enough this year. And he wasn't. He was good like one out of every eight games.
Yeah.
He was old Gordon.
Yep. Jeff Goodman from Stadium. You can follow him. His Twitter handle, Goodman Hoops. Jeff, we appreciate you listening and calling in. Thank you. And being local, man.
Job.
Anytime, Jeff. Anytime.
And we'll talk Arkansas hoops some other time.
Yeah, we will. Right. Yes, we will. Oh, and how about Penny Hardaway pulling off the number one recruiting class in the country? Oh, boy.
Insane.
Yeah. Wait to see when University of Memphis is going on probation in basketball, probably within the next couple years. Appreciate Jeff Goodman. We'll take to your phone calls next. Bruins on the table. Draft lottery, in my opinion, is absolutely fixed. I see some callers there. Hang in there. Barry Melrose next hour right here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
But my guess is that the Hurricanes give you something. They've got to give their home crowd. If they were on the road, it might be different. They might throw the towel in. Excuse me. But they're before their home crowd. They've got to come out and give them something. You know, come on.
Tuukka Rask has a shutout. 4-0 the score. 4-0 the sweep by his team.
Doc Emrick after Glenn Ordway here. Doc Emrick on the call as the Bruins sweep the fake Whalers. 4-0, and they win game 4, 4-0 behind Tuukka Rask, who has been nothing, and I do mean nothing short of spectacular. I am Mark James. We will speak to Barry Melrose at the top or sometime next hour from ESPN and talk about the Bruins' run to the Stanley Cup, which has just been... I think the thing about this run is that, yes, the Bruins were the second-best team in the Eastern Conference, but I got to tell you, and I think most people thought this, the matchup in the second round that everybody thought was going to be versus the Lightning, I didn't see the Bees getting by that round. And then when Columbus won game 1, you're like, okay, you know, whatever. Every blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while. And then Columbus won game 2. And then Columbus won game 3 back at home, and they were up 3-0. I'm like, there's no way the Lightning are going to win 4 straight. There's no way this is going to happen. And then they closed them out in game 4, and they stomped on them. I mean, you're talking about a team who is tied for the most wins in NHL history. A team who's probably going to have the Hart Trophy winner in Nikita Kucherov, the coach of the year in John Cooper. I mean, Victor Hedman's probably going to win the Norris Trophy. And I'm like, and I remember what happened to the Bruins a year ago when the Bruins won game 1 and then had the gentleman sweep as what happened to the Celtics against Milwaukee this year. But Columbus paved the way. And I'm not taking anything away from the Bees' run. I mean, I would have loved to see how they would have played against the Lightning. I don't think they would have beaten the Lightning, but we'll never know. Because the Lightning couldn't get by the first freaking round. They not only got beat, they got swept. So now, Tuukka is the guy. This is his moment. And we all thought it was his moment back in 2013. After that tremendous series against Pittsburgh and then the unfortunate series against the Blackhawks happened. And that was not Tuukka's finest moment. And the team ended up losing the 2013 Stanley Cup. And then, you know, obviously now is his chance for redemption. And he's been nothing short of spectacular. This is one of the all-time performances that we will remember. And this is very Tim Thomas-ish. And you can compare them both because Tim Thomas, going back to 2011, 2.29 goals against average, Tuukka, 1.84. Tuukka was actually better in 2013 than he has been in this series. But then it all came crashing down in the Stanley Cup against the Blackhawks. Hopefully that history does not repeat itself. And he's the reason why the Bruins are where they are. He is in that zone. I hate using that too, but like he's there. And like everything that you see of this Bruins team right now, it's Tuukka. It's his cup to lose. And when I think about the Bruins and everything that they've done so far, and then I juxtapose that and look at the Celtics, it just makes me ill to my stomach what could have been, would have been, and should have been. Celtics, disgraceful, embarrassing. The Bruins, the antithesis of that. Everybody in Boston, and this is a hockey town, since 1924, everybody in Boston's behind the Bruins. They are the consummate team. If I'm Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge, I'm looking at the Bruins right now, and I'm looking like, this is what a team looks like. Take a page out of their book. Don Sweeney, Cam Neely, Bruce Cassidy, Tuukka, Marchand, Pasta, Bergeron, McAvoy, Krug, DeBrusque, Chara. This is what a real team looks like. 617-779-7937. I'll get back to your phone calls. Barry Melrose next hour as well, right here on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.